With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Glenwood Springs issued an order requiring residents and retail workers to wear face coverings for all essential activities outside the home. The order is aimed at lowering the risk of the disease spreading through someone who may be sick but not realize it. Face coverings are defined as bandanas, scarves, and other clothing that does not have visible holes. The state capitol will reopen briefly this afternoon while lawmakers consider a plan to get some work done during the coronavirus outbreak. Scott Franz has more.
Party leaders will discuss the option of holding some of their meetings remotely during the pandemic, but House Speaker Casey Becker says working online won't be easy for the legislature.
We're just not currently set up for it. We may not even be allowed to do it statutorily. Maybe we could pass a resolution. Maybe we could change a statute. Maybe we could appropriate money quickly, but to get it all set up certainly takes some time.
Democratic leaders say they might be able to hold some committee hearings and vote on important bills online, but the proposal could create friction because some top Republicans don't want to work while the public is locked out of the building. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Glenwood Springs issued an order requiring residents and retail workers to wear face coverings for all essential activities outside the home. The order is aimed at lowering the risk of the disease spreading through someone who may be sick but not realize it. Face coverings are defined as bandanas, scarves, and other clothing that does not have visible holes. Wyoming and Utah are among the seven remaining states without mandatory stay-at-home orders. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports.
Presidential advisor and infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci has pushed for all 50 states to have stay-at-home orders. However, Utah and Wyoming's governors are among those that are resisting. Instead, smaller orders meant to target specific actions have been announced piecemeal, including closing down non-essential businesses and bans on large gatherings of people. Meanwhile, some local governments and agencies have taken things into their own hands. For example, the Wind River Reservation in Wyoming currently has a stay-at-home order, as does Salt Lake County in Utah. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
Health officials are still urging Coloradans to social distance and to wear non-medical masks when going out for essential activities. State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy says those measures have helped slow the spread, but that now is not the time to stop social distancing.
If we don't take this seriously, we will continue to see an increase in cases and a tragic loss of life. We will see our hospitals become overwhelmed and our healthcare system having to make tough decisions.
Herlihy says the state hopes to see the impacts of its stay-at-home order by later this week. While Colorado has confirmed more than 5,100 cases of the disease, officials say the actual count could be more than three times higher. Bill Kane will become Basalt's next town mayor after winning yesterday's election by a wide margin of 381 votes. As the Aspen Times reports, there are still about 50 ballots to be counted today, and that will impact what three candidates will win for town council. Glenn Drummond and David Knight are in the lead. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.